Welcome to Cabronas y Chingonas, a podcast where we talk about queer and Latinx topics, such as...
Yoshi from Gordita Chronicles.
Fuck yeah.
He did not... I'm gonna say him because he wasn't confirmed gay and never will be.
R.I.P.
Yeah, R.I.P. So, that's literally Raciel on a TV show.
Representation matters.
Yes. Like... The first real representation, 100%.
Gone but yeah, forever.
And then choosing Home Ec over Shop. So gay.
Oh, I love it so much.
Yeah.
What up, Rassi?
What's up, chingona? No, cabrona.
That's okay. No one ever remembers what to call me.
No, I know what to call you.
You got nervous.
I did get nervous. It's okay. I'm actually really nervous.
If y'all didn't know, we have one of our faves, one of our like homies in real life that we met off of the podcast. So everybody, shout out Rassi. What's good?
Hi. Woo. You're and, sweet.
And just another thing, this is like the first time I've recorded in front of people in like years, so like this is very awkward for me, and so excuse the awkwardness. I'm used to talking to Maite through a phone, and I'm used to staring at a wall behind that, so this is the first live audience and the first live people I've seen, so shout out woo! Pandemic woo. shout out Joe, and shout out Glow the wife. They are here. It feels very 2019 vibes in here, and for Joe, this is straight up like the beginning of the podcast era. So if you've been listening since the beginning, Joe has been here since the beginning, so shout out to him. Ally. He supports the LGBT community.
The LGBT
community. And also we like to play the little in memoriam music for Maite, who couldn't be with us today. You're not dead. You're just not here. And it's actually your birthday. So happy birthday, Maite.
Happy birthday.
We miss you. But yeah, we have an amazing guest today, and he's going to be our amazing co-host. So it's cute here. It's pretty here. And welcome to the show. Thanks for being here. Is this the first time?
Yes. Yeah, I remember one time, it had to have been pre-pandemic, but it was like, oh no, it was, because it was like a thing that you had announced on the podcast, like to finish watch, what was the finale for that one dating show?
Oh, the one where they're all stuck on the island, right? The gay people on the island?
Well, they're not on an island, but they're all queer.
In a house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever the show that was.
Yeah.
Because y'all were like just finishing up recording, and then I think... you're doing our Patreon shout outs, and then I just like waved. So I waved, my wave was in the podcast. You just couldn't hear the little sound. But yeah, it's the first time.
And now it's your voice. So
yeah.
This is awesome. This is amazing. And if y'all didn't know, Rassi has his own podcast. It's called Shit You Don't Care About. And tell everybody where to find that before we get into everything.
SYDCA podcast everywhere. We're on, I think, on pretty much all the podcast places, so wherever you listen, it's on there. You'll find
it. Yes, iTunes, Apple, Spotify. Yeah.
I forgot the other ones, but yeah,
Dazer or something like that. Like, yeah, they're everywhere.
There was one that starts with a J that's in a certain country, and like that country was like our third country, I think, like number third what? Country in like the listeners.
With like Vietnam, Philippines.
I can't remember. Czech I know it wasn't Philippines. I know for sure it wasn't. I know for sure it wasn't Philippines because like my sister-in-law's from.
Oh, but, shout out.
Oh yeah. Cause, well, what we're gonna talk about today, but
yes.
So I added it like on our audio boom thing. I'm like, well, I guess if people are listening, so I'll just add it on there. But I don't remember what it's called. This is the
shout out the to them service. Though.
Yeah.
Damn, I think our like craziest listen is in like Russia. Like our
oh shit.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good thing. Yeah. I'm like, are you listening?
Wait, you know what? Are you taking notes?
That's what I want to know. Are you taking notes, or is this like an anti-American thing? Yeah. I'm not on y'all's side either. Don't get it twisted. I don't like y'all. Well, I mean, I love y'all if you listen and you're not coming after me. Anyways, I'm talking too much. So a lot has happened. So shout out Maite. It's your birthday and you're not here. But
yeah, I have. I actually brought a present for Maite, but she's not here. So
she's not here. RIP to this episode with her. but I hope she feels better. It's hard out here on your birthday and you're not here. But
feel good.
But anyways, much has happened in the gay community. Beyonce released an album for us, for the gays and the days and the girlies. And how do you feel?
I loved it. Every I still love thing? It.
Everyone. Do you have like a, I have a least favorite.
I do. I'm scared to say it on here because I don't know. I think it's a song that everyone loves.
Oh my God. Okay.
My least favorite is Virgo's Groove.
Virgo's Groove. Oh God, y'all should see the faces of everyone in this room right now. Blasphemy. No, I'm about to do the same thing anyways. But why Virgo's Groove? Is it just not...
Well, it used to be both Plastic Off the Sofa and Virgo's Groove. Because Church Girl, that was like my first... That's my first one. Like, that's my fave. Like, right off the top of the... Like, listening to the album, that was my first favorite. So then, like, it comes from that. Right after that song is Plastic Off the Sofa. And I'm like, damn, I was just like...
You was back in that thing.
And now I have to, like, stop. But then, like, because I would... Because I love the transitions in them. So, like, I would naturally not skip songs. Mm-hmm. So after listening to Church Girl, Plastic Off the Sofa would come up. And, like, I like that song now. But then I don't know. I can't tell you why, and I have no good reason like why I don't like...
There's no reason.
Why Virgo's Groove is my least favorite. I still like the song. It's just my least favorite one. And I can't tell you why. I'm sorry.
Boogie. I'm going to come out as an alien superstar hater. I know. Unique? I know.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's
the... Unique? I'm tired of hearing that in my head, okay? Like,
tell me why. My sister-in-law's sister, Rocio, she... Like, we text about Beyonce all the time. So then I woke up one day, and she had texted me, like, just Unique. And but...
Oh, no.
Before I read the message, that song was already stuck in my head when I woke up. So I'm like, damn. Like, this... It's crazy. It's like... I just wake up. Though, actually, you know what? It was Saturday night, the day after this album came out. Church Girl was stuck in my head, and I could not go to sleep. I'm not kidding. Like, it was just playing in my head. I could not go to sleep. And then I was like, I have to play the song. Because, like, I heard that, like, if you play a song that's stuck in your head, like, you'll stop remembering or whatever. So I played the song. But because, like, I didn't want it to be too loud, so I had, like, my phone, like, right by my pillow. And then I had a timer, like, 5 minutes. After 5 minutes, just stop playing music. It's in the middle of, like, Plastic Off the Sofa, and then, like, it stops. And then I'm, like, I am, like, asleep. And then I wake up, I'm, like, fuck, I don't want my phone here because it's connected. I don't want my face to catch on fire because my phone exploded because it overheated or something. So then I woke up.
Samsung Note 2017.
Right? I'm just, because it was really hot. The phone was actually hot. So I'm, like, I don't want to, just in case. But... So I woke up and then Church Girl was stuck in my head again.
Oh God. Like Church Girl's amazing, but I get what you're saying. Like once you get into that like Virgo's Groove, Plastic Off the Sofa, the whole vibe changes and you're just like, what is this? No, I get that. But yeah, I'm coming out as an alien superstar hater. I like the song.
I didn't even say Virgo's Groove hater. I just said it's my favorite. You're an alien superstar hater.
I'm going to stand in my truth and... It's not a bad song. It's just something about it that makes me want to change it. And I don't hate the song. I think it's actually very good. But, like, if I'm comparing it to the entire album, I'm going to hit next.
Damn.
I know. I'm standing in my shit. Like, don't come after me, y'all. I've been to, like, 2 Beyonce concerts. I've had floor seats to see her. Like, don't come for me. Like, a stan I am, okay? There's, like...
Yeah.
If she had a light stick, I would buy it. If she had photo cards, I would buy it.
They can have their own opinion. They can have it's wrong, but they can have a better opinion.
Hey, Virgo's Groove is one of my favorite songs on that album. And
I could be wrong too.
And also, like, Beyonce, just come out. Like, it's okay, girl. Like,
oh my gosh. Wait.
Bisexual Beyonce was there for us.
You said you listened to the... You sent me that podcast, that Rihanna podcast, that two-hour-long Rihanna podcast, right?
Yes, I did.
You listened to the whole thing?
Of course.
Is that podcast where I heard that Beyonce also sleeps with women?
Allegedly.
Okay. So...
Yes.
I was initially going to do Beyonce as my... I already forgot your segment name.
Should have been gay.
I knew it was gay. But I was like, well, I mean, I think she is, so.
Yeah, like, I think she confirmed it without having to confirm it.
Yeah.
Like, what was that one song where she just
she says
the rainbow?
Well, that too. But also play. There's one where she starts with saying, like, she has, like, the pronouns he or him. Mm-hmm. And then the next line is her, like, she
yeah,
or her.
Yeah, so, like, in Thick, like, she's like... He thought he was loving me good. I told him
that. Yeah, go yeah, harder. Yeah, yeah.
She thought she was killing that shit. I told her go harder.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
yeah, confirmed.
Like, Beyonce, she what confirmed are you, it. Girl? You can't be saying that in my ear with your deep voice. Like, it did something to my soul. I love her. Yeah.
What's your favorite?
Oh, Pure Honey. That Pure is such honey. A Capricorn song.
I love that song.
Like from beginning to end, it's pure serotonin. It is complete euphoria for me. I am very sober, but it makes me want to get fucked up on anything on that song. I just like, oh my God, I need a club. I need drugs right now. No, I am very clean. But I'm just saying, like, it makes me want to, like, spaz out. Like, I want to get fucked up in the club with strangers with fucking strobe lights. Like, I want to do something reckless to that song.
I saw a tweet where it's like, well, it's like quoting Vogue, the mm-hmm. remix, the Queen's remix.
Yes.
But it just has Beyonce like what, how does the song go? It just ends with like saying just Vogue, and then it says like me and my non-Voguean ass. It's just like, and I'm like, that's me. I can't.
Yes, like what good are we?
I can't. Like I think I'm doing something, and then I'm like, I'm not doing, my hands aren't doing shit. Like my this button, no.
As much as I attempt to like tut. Look at Joe tutting. If y'all could see, look, Joe is doing better than I have ever done at tutting. And it's...
What's tutting?
It's saying a lot because...
What's tutting?
Tutting is what Joe's doing. So, like, instead of, like, there's, like, names for everything.
Yeah.
And what Joe's doing, tutting, is they go tut, that part. Like those high school kids on TikTok.
Have y'all... Do you know how to do that hand thing?
Oh my God. Twice does it all the time. I cannot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because it was like, have y'all watched? Have y'all watched Legendary?
Yes. Yeah.
There is like a hand movement, and it's like a helicopter, quote unquote helicopter or whatever. I don't know.
Like
I don't know
the official name.
They probably did it.
Yeah.
But somebody was on TikTok, they're like, this is so easy. And they're like, I'm even going to go slow. And this is like 2020, like October 2020. So I remember when I was like doing my Pokemon like dragged stuff, getting ready for Halloween, I was trying that. And I was like, I can't. As slow as they go, she's like, okay, then now just like switch hands. And I'm like, all right, you already lost me. And then they're going slow, and I'm like, I can't do it.
The Kamehameha.
Yeah.
¿Cómo se llama el Kamehameha? I don't know.
I know who you're talking about. I don't know his name.
Yes, Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, like, the K-pop girls do it really well. I mean, but, you know, the originators of it. God bless. I'm glad that Beyonce is, like, reclaiming house music for the white cis gays that think it belongs to them. Ooh, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. It does not belong to the cis white gays. That wasn't a very good burn, but I tried.
Have you seen that tweet where they're, like, trying to say that Gaga did it better with Chromatica?
Oh, God. I wear a Chromatica shirt. Don't say
that's all not even the same. Like, those are two different things.
It's completely
like, and it's two different audiences. It's like, no.
No, Beyonce didn't make that album for the Chromatica gays.
No, definitely.
If you like
not.
It, great, congrats. She didn't even make it for me, and great, congrats. Yeah. She shouldn't. Like, was she gonna put Ranchettos on there? Like, I don't understand. Although she
that's
did sing in Spanish.
That's act three.
That's act three. Is her
the Ranchettos.
Beyonce.
That's gonna be the name. That's gonna be her name.
Act three, Beyonce. She's reclaiming the Mexican ranchera genre as hers. And you know what? We're all fans already.
Like, have you heard any of her songs in Spanish?
I have. She sings Spanish pretty okay.
I love those songs.
It's not bad, actually. The Creole is strong. The French is strong with her Spanish, but it's cool. We love it. I love it. Anytime Beyonce is out here making more money.
There's that Shakira Rihanna song.
Oh, yes.
And Shakira has the Spanish version, but without Rihanna. And I was like, why couldn't they just have Rihanna, like, phonetically just sing the song in Spanish? Yeah, like,
that didn't.
And then someone's like, oh, like, that just. She doesn't speak Spanish. They're just trying to sell something. Like, I don't care. I'll buy it.
And she's pandering to me.
Yeah, pandering. There you go. That's the word.
She's pandering to me. Yeah. And I love that shit. Please pander to me. I will eat that shit up.
In Spanish. I can't.
I love it. Moving on. Because then we'll never move on from this. This is the longest banter ever. I'm so sorry, Maite. Moving on to RIP Gordita Chronicles. HBO Max has canceled something as it moves on to become Discovery Plus, HBO, Warner Brothers Max, 18 plus. I don't know. It sounds like a category of porn at this point. Like Discovery Plus, 18 plus, 18 young plus. Young teen girl. I have no idea at this point, but fuck HBO Max for canceling a semi decent, sort of okay. At least I had Rossi representation in it, you know?
Yeah, that's
it just started. It was one season. Like, they could have given it three more, honestly, for all the mediocre shows that they have on ABC.
I mean, I really enjoyed it. I really liked it, but I did. I mean, I obviously heard what y'all said, and I was like, oh, I didn't. But I obviously don't come from that. Like, I obviously didn't think about that. Like, y'all's points.
Yeah.
About it, so.
Yeah, we talked privately on Patreon, so please subscribe. You can start at the $3 tier to hear our honest thoughts on Gordita Chronicles that maybe I won't share here at all, but I am sad that it got canceled. It did deserve a second season. For as much America propaganda that it was, I still did appreciate to see that show, those people. Like, we need more shows like that, but God knows what's happening with all of media right now. I think corporations, because they're corporations are people or some shit. Monopolies are super legal. It's like 1920s America all over again, except, you know, new century, same shit. Gordita Chronicles got canceled. God knows what else they're gonna cancel. I'm kind of scared for like all the Issa Rae shows at this point. I know Insecure was main HBO, but like Rap Shit is also, I think, main HBO, but who knows? Sweet Life, you know, it's really I think they said that the only shows that, like, women watch are, like, reality shows, and I find that to be rude, you know? I find that to be disrespectful. Yeah. Like, they're bringing over Property Bros. Like, I'm not watching that shit.
Who the hell still watches that?
Huh?
Who still watches that?
Oh, I mean, there's plenty of people that still watch that shit, but I don't know why.
I hated that show. I thought they were twins. Are they twins?
They are twins.
I hate them.
I heard a lot of what they do is like, you know, allegedly, I heard a lot of what they do isn't even like up to code. There's some like fraudy, shady shit happening there. So I don't know what they're doing.
Is that like a lot of the HGTV shows?
Yeah, a lot of the HGTV shows. There's like shady shit happening behind the scenes. And like, God forbid, we can have a thing. So we'll see how this turns out. But RIP Gordita Chronicles and Rossi representation. who knows where that goes. But I'm sad for it. I don't know. Ezra Miller is finally catching a case. A felony case. Good for them. Allegedly. I don't know. I don't want any smoke. Ezra Miller just be popping up places. You know?
You're right.
Excuse me. They don't need to be popping up near me. Okay. And they just now got them. Like, they wildin'. Like, you should have got this person a long time ago. But you know,
I saw a tweet because apparently they're in a flat. Is there going to be a movie that they're in?
The Flash. Yeah.
They were like, oh, they're considering three options. Like, one, having Ezra talk to the meeting, let her know that it's whatever, like, it's my bad or whatever. Someone's like, girl, it's way too late.
It's to way be, past the way apology
to be doing
point.
That one, to be option number one.
No, Ezra cannot apologize now anymore. Like, goodbye to the Flash. Goodbye to Batgirl. Goodbye to... Ezra wasn't part of Batgirl. No, but I'm saying, like, things that are getting canceled at WB because either it's shitty or the people that work there are shitty because Batgirl's not going to exist anymore.
Here's my thing. I know this is...
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, what...
Like what? With got
oh, canceled. I heard that.
Oh no, yeah, like they're just getting like, the tax break off that.
And then like
yeah.
Other shows and like they get rid of cartoons too for kids and stuff like that, and like it doesn't make sense.
Oh
to,
wow.
Cancel all these shows just for whatever audience you're trying to get with Discovery.
God, and who watches it Discovery?
It doesn't make sense. Their stock went down because of it. Rightfully so.
Rightfully yeah. so. Fuck them.
Like, it doesn't make sense of what they're doing. Like, their program is all out of whack. You can add just Discovery shit on it and not cancel all these shows. To an extent, I understand. Let me not get in the weeds of it. You have to get rid of some shows because you have to pay money. I get that. But at the same time, you canceling things that have been finished for almost a year.
Yeah.
Just for...
Yeah.
Yeah, and like... And it would have been an interesting thing. Like, what if we had Batgirl? Like... You know, Marvel is getting all of these series. They're getting all of these shows. Miss Marvel, they're getting... I haven't seen Miss Marvel. Okay, don't attack me. I know. Was it the other one? The Winter Soldier and... It's okay. I don't know. There's a lot, and I'm just, like, not... I can't do it. I can't keep up with all of that's happening, but I would have watched Batgirl, and I probably would have liked it, because, I mean, what... What Barbie's doing with Harley Quinn. And her name isn't Barbie, it's Margot Robbie. But, like, I'm really interested in anything that Barbie does now. Because I think I saw a tweet today. Beverly Bryan from Songmas, formerly of Songmas. She tweeted something like, Barbie core is just bimbo core without the politics. And I was like, oh, fuck, that's so true. And it's bimbo life over here on this side. But... You know, I just think when they let people do interesting original stories, we get interesting original stories. Like, what a concept. Just let people make shit and give them a budget. Yeah. So I'm today we'll be talking about things that were given a budget and some things that maybe worked with the budget they had. So I'm quite interested in are you making fun of my segue? I don't know. That was a bad... Look, it was an attempt.
Going right along, I was like, yeah.
Here we go. Let's the ride. Let's jump on.
I am sure that...
We love to hear it. But yeah, so today we'll be talking about two different things. Today I'll be covering Fire Island. Shout out Fire Island. What are you going to be talking about today?
Game Boys. Is there... I feel like it has a different name on Netflix. No?
I think Game Boys is the name, yeah.
Okay. Game Boys on Netflix.
Gay Boys or Game Boys?
Game Boys. So both.
Both. I mean, honestly, both. They're both true.
Yeah.
And I watched like maybe an episode and a half of Game Boys, and we'll get into that.
I can fill you in.
So chronologically, I think Game Boys, when did Game Boys
come
out?
Yeah, Game Boys came out first. It was like, because it was like 2020, I think, when it came out.
So yeah, would you like to go first?
Sure.
Let's talk about Game Boys.
Okay, I don't know how to keep things non-spoilery.
Y'all heard it here first. If you haven't seen Game Boys, pause this, go watch it, and then come back.
I mean, I don't know how... I mean, there are, like, I guess, spoilers, but I don't know how... Mm-hmm. How big these spoilers would be anyways. But it's just...
Spoil it all you want. We'd be spoiling everything.
No, I was just saying, because I'm like, y'all would be like... Oh, we're gonna have like this segment, like this part.
Oh yeah, like we do a non-spoily part,
and then like here's where we're gonna spoil it, so y'all can skip it. I'm like, I would not know how to do that. I'd be like, I don't know what would be spoiler. I would just be telling the story, like whatever. but Game Boys is set in the Philippines.
Ooh, okay.
And then I remember asking when I first watched it, I was asking my sister-in-law. I was like, they're singing. They're talking a lot of English in this, more than I expected. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, that's certain people, like, they had a name for it, like,
after, actually, are they, like, the fresas of the Philippines?
I think there's, like, a city or a town that is, or something like that, mm-hmm. or, Yeah, I think so.
Is it the capital of the Philippines?
Maybe. I can't remember. I don't even know where this was set. Because, like, there's a storyline where, like, one of them's moving. There's a plot, like, where one of them's, like, moving away. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know how big is the Philippines. Like, what's pretty the big deal? Just, like, drive. But I looked it up, and it was, like, a five-hour flight or something like that. And I was like, oh, never mind.
Like, yeah, that's, like, the other part of the United States. It's pretty far.
But so it's in the Philippines, and it's set during quarantine, and it came out during quarantine, like, early on during quarantine. I think, like,
2020.
November of, like, 2020 or something like that. It came out. Then I'm like, damn. So there's this gamer boy, like, he's playing, and then...
Kai. But
yeah,
short for Cairo.
Yes. Oh my gosh, thank god you remember, because I forgot. I watched the show twice and I already forgot. And then so he's playing his video game, and then somebody comments on it like, I think he's playing, and then like somebody beats him.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, it's rigged, whatever, it's whatever. And then he gets on Facebook, and then he gets a request, or this one's called like
Angel 2000.
Yeah, this is username. I mean, they don't actually use Facebook or Instagram.
They said they, like, no free ads.
Yeah, they're like, no. Like, so they
pay me.
and they also used, what's that? Zoom. Mm-hmm. But they also didn't call it Zoom or whatever. So they had their own versions. But, like, he gets a request from the guy that beat him. And then, like, automatically already started video chatting. Like, he's like, what the heck? And this guy's, like, half naked. And then the other boy, the Kai is like drooling. It's like, what the fuck? Already gay.
It was gay from the and strong. It was giving like sexual harassment vibes, low key.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna disagree.
I'm like, you can do but all I'll, of that I'll, without I'll doing accept it like it. That.
If I was the recipient, I would accept it.
If you were Kai, you'd also be like, well, yeah. You know, anyways. Yeah. It's kind of okay. Like.
So
the moral of the story is, if you're hot, you can sexually harass people. Allegedly. We're not saying to do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. But we're just saying.
For me.
I'm just. Rasi saying.
But only if it happens to me. I'm not telling them to go do it to anybody else.
Don't do this to anyone else. But if you do it to Rasi and you're hot, just know you can.
Yeah. So they start chatting, and then you know for sure that Angel 2000, which is the guy that beat him, Gabriel. His name is
Gabriel?
Gav. I don't remember, but Gavra. It's Gav, and like this short for Gav is short for whatever his name was. Is. And then, like, he's gay, like, or he's very, like, queer-baiting-ish. So, but, no, he's
okay.
Not.
Okay.
But I'm saying, like, if he's not gay, then he's very, like...
Then he needs to go to therapy.
He's just queer-baiting.
Because he's definitely gay.
Exactly.
Whatever you're doing, bro, that's not straight. Like,
so he's gay off the bat. Like, you know he's gay, but you don't know if the other, like, the main guy or the first guy is, like, gay. Kairo? Kai. Mm-hmm. You don't know if he's not, but like you can tell that he's like either questioning or like he knows for sure.
He's definitely interested.
Because like he's sometimes just drooling, or he's like staring at him like when he's like half naked, and then like, oh no, what? I'm not saying
he has to like physically snap himself out of stop to like stare at this guy.
Yeah. So this show is like so cringy. It's how many episodes? Like 12 episodes, I think. Mm-hmm. 12 or 13. Episodes, and they're all like 80% in Tagalog and 20% in English. Because apparently they also speak English there. I don't know.
And Spanish.
Well, they have some words. I think
pero?
Como.
I hear
no, pero. Yeah. But like that's the same. Pero. There. Mm-hmm. His mom says another word that was like that's in Spanish, but I forgot what it was. But anyways. They start talking, and he starts flirting with him. He's like, oh, and then he calls him baby, which is so cringy.
Really soon.
Yes.
Episode one. You're like, well, hold up now.
What is it like? Hi, baby.
Hey, baby.
Like, and then, so, like, I watched it, I think, like, 2021. Because I remember I saw, like, a TikTok about it or something on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And then I had saved it, like, just, like, bookmarked it or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I was like just searching for something like last year. No. What year is this? 2022. Last year. And then I found as I was watching it, and I'm like, this is so cringy, but I love it. And then my boyfriend watched it after. And then so after he watched it, we're just like, hi, baby. Hi, baby. If you watch the show, yeah. If you watch it, I will say that I sound like him when he said that. I did a good job impersonating that. So,
you're Angel 2000 yes. in this show.
So it's very like low budget because like it was done during quarantine. And I actually just found out that his dad and his brother in the show are his actual dad and brother. Because like they were quarantining.
Yeah.
And stuff like they had to do their like their own makeup. They had to set their own stuff, like the cameras and stuff. Wow. And the only one you don't, the only two people that you see with him are his brother and his dad. So I'm like, that's why they had to be with him. But like, there's other characters where they fix the camera to make it look like that. Cause like they show a lot of like Instagram stories mm-hmm. that they're posting. Cause it's a lot of it. Like just, it's just all in the screen. Mm-hmm. Like the whole show's like all on a screen or on a phone. Like, and you're like their phone or their screen. So then, and then they're showing, stories like, and then they flip the camera and it's one character and they flip the camera and it's another one. So but I'm like, it's just like camera tricks or whatever, like they're pretending someone's there, and then just the way they cut it and they put it in the show.
That's one of the things that I like really liked about the show, is that it showed the way that, like, oh my god, I'm gonna age myself here, the way that young people communicate in quarantine in the pandemic, like mm-hmm. a lot of their conversation was, you know, through like Instagram Live, Instagram, Facebook, all of the communication was done online.
Yeah.
Be Real.
What is that?
We'll talk about Be Real okay. in a second. But I think that's very true and honest to the way that maybe people communicate since the pandemic, and especially in places that are actually still being very careful.
Yeah.
I know, because, oh God, again, I'm showing my ass. Because of Twice, I know that everyone in the Philippines is still doing like masks, and they're still being pretty careful. They are going out and stuff, but they actually wear masks. What a concept. But they are being more careful in that part of the world. And so I think that is how a lot of people were communicating all the time. And it is the way like younger people communicate to each other, you know, like let's play video games online. I mean, not just young people, but we're kind of strange. We're oddities for our age group, I think.
No, you we're know? Cool.
It's, yeah, we're cool. We're not.
We're not like those old 30-year-olds.
Yeah, we're not geriatric. We don't need to drink water and be in bed by 11. But I think that was pretty honest, and I think that was really well done, because like the way that they have set up the screens, that like everything yeah. you're seeing is a screen that they see in communication to each other. So I thought that was actually very fucking well done and very like very cool. I like that.
It was very weird for me watching it like in 2020 or like, well, yeah, 2021. Because mm-hmm. like at that point we were like already going out and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like we had masks on and whatnot, but like it was totally, it felt like that because like that, I don't know, it just felt like COVID just started and the show already has COVID incorporated in it. And yeah. COVID is a storyline, because like one of the first things he's like, don't forget to wear your mask and like help out like these frontline workers. And like he's keeps on saying like a lot of like be safe things.
Yeah.
But it's also part of a storyline because like his dad has COVID.
Yeah.
So Kai, the main character, he apparently runs away, and then his dad went after him, and then that's how his dad got COVID. And then so he's like video chatting with like his brother and his mom, and then all of a sudden like you find out that that's because he used to have a friend or a girlfriend or something that he like confided, and he came out to her and she outed him like on Facebook or whatnot.
Oh god,
their version of Facebook. And then so he like runs away. He's like, oh my gosh, my parents were gonna think of me. And then that's when his dad goes after him, and then he gets COVID, so he feels very, very guilty. And then which I'm like, I was thinking, I was like, you're in quarantine, like acting like on your computer screen or whatever, like to be in this show, and your parents, you're still, y'all are quarantined, your family's there. I'm like, how does that, this kid like cry, like on cam, like, girl, like, how are you doing this? Like, I would be so embarrassed.
With your family
to be like,
meters away from you.
I'm like,
thin
yes,
walls.
Yes.
They can hear everything that's being said. Yeah, so it's awkward.
It's very like, he's not the best actor. I'm assuming. I mean, I don't, what do I know about acting? I don't know. Yeah. But I'm going to assume he's not that good of an actor. But like,
damn.
Just like the way he's like, I don't know, maybe it's just the awkward scenes. Like, maybe there's like him
there's
crying.
A lot of acting to like a screen too.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know if they actually in, I don't know yeah. if they actually recorded like the dude, like them interacting, and that's what they got, or they're just like somebody, like he's like they recorded one guy's like whole screen and then he's like reading off it or whatever. Cause I don't know how they did that, but spoiler, like episode 9, I think they're like hopes of his dad, like, oh, his dad's, the storyline went, he's in the hospital, and then his dad, Kai's dad, is getting worse. So like they went to go intubate, I think
that's correct.
Him.
Allegedly, don't
I believe you.
That's my favorite new word.
They went to go intubate him, and then after that was like, oh, he's coming home because he's better. And then like episode 9, his mom's calls him and she's just crying, like silently crying. She's just sitting on the bed and then like crying, which is what I hate. One thing I hate about this, about the, because like they've video chat a lot in this. That's how they communicate. Somebody would be calling and another person answers and they're doing something. So like this kid's like showering and then he's like, why are you showering? He's like, oh, I wasn't sure if you're going to answer or not. I'm like,
no, you knew he was going to answer.
Because there's another one where like this guy's like working out.
Oh, God, not that one.
And then he's like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, sorry, I didn't know you were going to answer or
I'm just
not.
Half naked working out.
So like his mom, right? So like his mom answers. No, his mom called and he answers. And she's like on the bed, like just like crying. And then like 10 seconds later, she was like, oh, you answered. Like, I was like, What do you mean? Oh, like, y'all are calling and they, like, but whatever. So then you find out he passes away. And like, it was so sad. Like, I teared up a little bit. And like, he's just like crying and then he's like beating himself up. And then his brother's like, oh, no, it's not your fault. Like, you should have just at least talked to us. Like, you know that we would have like not cared. Like, just alluding that he's gay and whatnot. So then, there's some storylines like there's this girl Pearl. Did you see
Pearl?
Pearl?
Yeah, the bestie.
Yeah, she also should have been gay. She had. So I was like,
really? Now I'm interested. I'm going to watch.
No, just because like she's the only. Well, besides, okay, maybe not the only one. Never mind. She's one of like four straight people in the show, and I'm like, and her two. There's a point where because there's two other guys come in the storyline. One of them is Gav's ex, and then the other one is Kai's friend. They're fighting.
Friend? Or, like,
no,
friend?
No, like it was actually his friend.
Oh, okay.
His childhood friend. So then this whole... They finally meet up, like, episode 11. They finally meet up, Kai and Gav. Because after his dad passed away, he told Gav a story about how he got COVID. And then he's so guilty. And then he was, like... And they started dating. It was like fresh. Like just then Gavin Kai started dating because he's like, "Yes, I'll be your boyfriend." He's like, "Oh," which is what I'm assuming you're like creepy, like talking about Gav. Gav being like very persistent, like, "Oh, baby," and like, "What do you mean?"
He's like a thirsty dude. Yeah, I'm like, he really was. Calm down, like he ain't going nowhere. You ain't gonna call 16 times until he answers. Like, relax, it's okay.
So, yeah, he's very persistent, and it can come off a little creepy, but...
A little harassy.
Yeah, a little harassy. but Kai loved it, because he secretly loved it.
Kai was into it, honestly. Yeah. And I was just shook, because I was like, who would like this? Obviously, only you. Because I would have been like, why the fuck is this dude calling me? Block. Immediately. I would have immediately blocked Gav.
He did block him at one point in the show.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Yeah, he blocked him at one point. They blocked each other at one point. No. Kai blocked Gav at one point.
So, say, like, it wasn't me, but say it was, like, Glow, and you needed to recommend this to her. What would you say to Glow to get her to watch the show?
let me think.
Convince Glow to watch the show.
You haven't seen anything?
They're locking eyes across the sofa.
I watched, like, the part where he was working out and then he FaceTimed.
Well, who, Gav was working out?
Gav was working out. Outside? And then on top of that, he was doing push-ups. So his chest was coming in and out of the camera. Oh my gosh,
and then he said, and then he's like counting his reps, and he's like, six.
That's funny. That's funny.
I'm like, bitch, shut up. That's not going to happen. But, I can't. If you don't want to watch it, don't watch it.
This is so... You're like, honestly,
if you don't want to watch it, don't watch it. I wouldn't blame you if you don't, if you would not watch, if you don't want to watch it, because based on what, how, especially how we're talking about it, and Cynthia describes it, yeah, I would not blame you if you watched it.
What did you find charming about it,
though? Well, one, it's gay. Two, it's
that's very important. That's very important.
It's gay. If it's not gay, why am I watching it?
Facts.
Two. It's Filipino, so like my sister-in-law and then my brother's girlfriend are both Filipino. Okay. So from the Philippines.
Representation.
So, right.
To our Asian cousins that are just Mexican cousins.
That too.
There that are Asian Mexican cousins. We love them.
My niece was colonized twice. Oh. Philippines and Mexico by the same people.
By the same people. We all dislike the same people.
Yeah. Right. So
we all got Spanish names.
That's those two, and as cringy, and as, I mean, we said at the top of the podcast, like, if you're hot, you can harass me.
Y'all heard it here first, y'all. Ignore all of that. He didn't mean it. It's all made up and alleged. Anyways.
Actually, yeah, please. You know what? Yeah, let's.
Alleged.
Alleged, because you can still be high, but it stops at one point.
Yeah. If Omar. Actually, you know what? If Omar Apollo did this to you.
Oh my gosh, hold on. Time out. No. I don't think this is where you're. I want him to shave that mustache.
You don't like his 70s mustache? You don't like his Steve Harvey mustache?
Steve Harvey. You know somebody?
Oh, you know what? Yeah.
I see somebody on Twitter that has the OnlyFans. So mm-hmm. He's like been naked on Twitter.
Is that what he looks like?
No.
He's been naked.
Hold on. I'll see you in a second. This other person. Random person. Uh-huh. But I'm like, I just can't find you attractive because you have a Steve Harvey mustache.
You mean he has the Mexican man mustache?
So you mean, is it thick or...
It's thick and like...
He has the Mexican man mustache.
Whose? No, it's not.
No.
It's the Mexican man mustache.
This random guy, naked guy on Twitter. Oh, random naked guy on Twitter. Yeah.
For money, you know? Don't do it for free.
No,
but I mean, he grew in his Mexican man mustache, and
now he can shave it.
He's living his truth. So if he shaves his mustache and he decides to FaceTime you 17 times, although honestly, you'd answer the first.
I would answer the first one.
And if he started immediately calling you baby, you'd just be like, come over. Like, and we're not talking anymore.
I'll do it. It'd be like, hey, as the 16th call, what's up, babe? What'd you forget this time?
If Omar Apollo calls me 16 times, I will answer 16 times. If he has 100 fans, I'm one of them. If he has no fans, I'm dead. Like, yeah, that's you.
Yeah, exactly.
I love this.
Which, my boyfriend brings up, he's like, oh yeah, I said it's like the biggest Omar stan. Like, I don't know if I would be stan more than I just like find him hot. Like, I love his music.
It's
I should do love his music. I think like, Based off my Spotify stats website, whatever, I think he's gonna be like my number one song this year on Spotify.
Oh wow!
For
which one though?
En el olvido.
That's a good one. I
love that song so much.
It's a good one. I'm on highlight right now. That's new one.
Is that his new one?
He put a new one out.
I didn't listen to it again because I didn't like it at first listen.
I am obsessed with Highlight. I can't stop listening
really?
To it.
Damn.
Like his I album, like it more than Alien Superstar.
Oh my gosh. For real.
Unique.
Beyonce over Omar. I'm sorry.
No, I mean any day of every
Alien
day.
Superstar.
No, Alien Superstar is a better song than Highlight. But It's like, I think it's the placement. I think if Alien Superstar was either before Where It Is or after Where It Is, I would not skip it. I think it's the placement for me, because I'm like attempting to dance, and then I get to that one and I'm like, I wish this was somewhere else, because like that one to me doesn't flow the way I'd want it to, and they all flow. Mm-hmm. So it's just, I don't know, something about that placement of that song.
Okay.
In my defense, it's not a bad song. I like it. I listen to it, but it's just like I'm not in that mood by the time that song comes on. That's all.
I
personal preference. That's all.
I need to go back to listen to that Omar song though, because I don't.
It's good. It's really good.
Maybe because I was in my Beyonce thing, like, because it was like the week after that it came out.
Yeah, it's not a similar vibe.
No. Yeah. I was just, that's all I was listening to, just Beyonce. So I was like,
yeah, it's like it's a hard Beyonce, switch. Like, I don't blame you. Like, you're like fucking dancing over here, and then this is a different vibe completely. So I don't blame you. But what would you rate Game Boys?
What am I using?
Any measurement you would like to use. Five Game Boy colors, 2 Game Boy colors.
I would give it
Game Boy Advance.
Only. Oh my god. So many good options. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna use all of them.
Okay.
No. Only because the acting, I think, needs to improve. And it was cringy, but I loved it. I loved the cringe because it was gay cringe, and it's gay. Okay. You know what? You know what I also liked about it.
Tell us.
It was because I was like, I like seeing movies about like gay boys that are like, cause I obviously I didn't have that. So just like watching that.
Nerdy gay boys be in love.
Yeah.
It's cute. Like that part's
it's cute.
Really cute.
It's also cringy. Yes, I get that. But I would give it just for that, for the acting, 4 Kepika Gushers.
Okay, we see you. 4 Kepika Gushers.
Yeah.
I mean, I think everyone deserves cringy, bad acting.
Yeah.
Everyone deserves that. And, like, it doesn't have to be so serious. It doesn't have to be coming out. And sometimes, I mean, even though it was kind of serious at that point, but, and it was very serious with the coronavirus. Okay, so it was kind of serious. But it was also kind of light. It was mainly light. It was mainly kind of lighthearted and kind of youth focused.
At the end, one of the things was that they finally got to meet because they both tested negative.
Aww.
And there is like this huge like circle. I could just picture the camera like moving around, both of them like running around. And then like he like reaches for like his mask to take it off, and then they make out. And I'm like, not this.
This is COVID.
No, because it was like COVID. Like it was like
they tested negative.
Like in 5-10 years, like damn, that was 2020. That was 2020 love story. You're
assuming in 5 years we'll be out of something.
Oh, no, I didn't say that. I just said, but like, yeah.
Yeah, we deserve that. Like, that's a happy ending. That's a cute ending. There's a movie.
There's a movie and a season 2, which I downloaded the movie because I could not find. I was like, where the fuck is this? It came out last year. Sorry, can I say that?
Yeah. Oh. I mean, allegedly you did. You found it. I mean, we don't know.
Oh, no, not that part. Okay, maybe at that part too. I was saying, I said fuck, so I was like, oh.
Oh, you can fucking cuss on here all you want.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
So I found this, the download, and I downloaded it, and I was like, let me just make sure this is it, because I made sure I didn't download some random movie. And it was it, but I was like, girl, what are the captions? I can't understand this. Oh. So I'm like, I'll only be able to understand like a third of the movie if
you have to get your sister-in-law to translate.
I called her. Well, she called me for something totally different, because I was like gonna ask her if she knew about like websites or she watches like Filipino dramas or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, no, only like Netflix. I'm like, fuck. So I was like, oh, because I downloaded it. And she's like, wait, you want me to translate? And I was like, no, because I just want you to like to type it out. Like, watch the movie and just type it out.
As we watch, type it out. Yeah.
So I know I could just like pull out the papers. Like, oh, okay. Like, look how much
this. Oh, she has to start charging. That's like a good service. But for you, it should be free.
Yeah.
For you, it's free. But for everyone else, she can charge. Think about it.
She would never do that.
Okay. It's a lot of work.
So to find another one that has captions.
Okay. Yeah. Thank God.
What do you give
the 2 or 3 episodes you saw? You know, 2 episodes that I saw late at night confused because it was very harassing. but I do think like gay people deserve cringy, low budget, bad acted, youth focused, interesting ways to tell stories. Like, I watched fucking Carmilla. This was like this lesbian series kind of told in the same format, low budget, in one room. They were talking to a screen. Same kind of shit. I was obsessed. I watched all three seasons on YouTube. Oh, shit. Like, come on.
What's the show called?
It was called Carmilla. It was on YouTube. Yeah, don't worry about it. You're not missing much. I did watch it, though. And so I will give it, like, 4 pandulces. Like,
okay.
I would watch it. Why not? It's cute. I was watching it. The only thing, it just kind of put me off. Maybe it's a cultural thing. Maybe it's just because I was like, you're coming off really strong, my man. Like,
yeah.
Just, you know, pull back a little bit and you're good. But besides that, I think we deserve shit like that. And I need more of it. You know, it should exist in the world. So I want it to exist. It made you happy. It made me happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. moving on to something a little bit like more high budget, a little bit more cis white gay, even though it says it wasn't, but it really was. Oh yeah, we'll get into it.
Girl.
So I'm gonna be talking about Fire Island that came out in 2022 June Pride Month on Hulu. I don't know, Hulu's for the gays apparently, big corporations or people, whatever, right? This is a movie written and starring Joel Kim Booster, directed by Andrew Ahn, also a queer Asian man. It also stars Bowen Yang, he plays Howie. Margaret Cho, underutilized, plays Aaron, their gay lesbian mother figure who owns his home on Fire Island. We love her. Conrad Rikamora, we love him, plays Will, Mr. Darcy, aka Mr. Darcy, and a group of other people that we love, and we'll get to them later, because they're kind of not really the focus of the story.
Yeah.
But it is about a group of gay friends. They go to Fire Island every summer. They go out to Margaret Cho's, Aaron's fucking house that she won in a scam lawsuit, shout out to her, and they party for a whole week out there, where they say that they don't care about the white cis male gays, and yet spend the whole week talking about it and being obsessed about it and trying to get laid by them. But you know, sure, as one does. I can't relate, never will. And it's told much in the style of like a Clueless, of a, you know, it's like a remake, a retelling, a kind of new way to tell like Pride and Prejudice. It's a very, it's not my favorite way of telling a story, especially if you're not going to be like Clueless. It's not my favorite way to tell a story. It's very hard to do. And especially when you're trying to redo it, as, you know, they ruined Persuasion as they tried to make that one again. But this one was, I kind of like this. It was cute. It was about, you know, finding yourself. I'm not really sure what the fuck this was about, honestly, because if we're going to get into it, let's get into it. The story plays out where Noah loses his phone for a week and is forced to help his best friend Howie get laid, as gay men do. Howie and this entire group of friends is the opposite of the cis white male gays. They are fat, they are femme, they are Asian. They are the opposite of this weird cis, weird like racist classism thing going on in the community. And how honest do you think, as a gay man, I'm an outsider in this you know, this conversation, how right do you think they got it?
Got what?
About the classism.
Oh, I mean,
the racism.
Yeah, but they also maybe should have looked at like a mirror, or maybe like a frosted mirror, maybe, but a mirror nonetheless.
Yeah,
because girl, these are all people that would maybe not. I don't remember his name. What was the
Torian Miller plays Max.
Is he, that's the one that reads?
Yes.
Right?
He is the reader.
That reads. Everyone reads. Besides him, I feel like all of them, all the characters would fit into, like, the gay white group. Like, in a certain way.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain this. Like,
well, in the beginning of the movie, they do explain that they are poor. So they're, like, they make it a point to say that they are different from these like super executive types that go to the island, they make it a point to say, oh, but we're poor.
Yeah.
We're not poor. You know, they're like, but we're never going to be able to own a house.
Yeah.
And I thought that was an interesting way of understanding poverty, but whatever. Like, I'm like, okay, like, okay. you're a nurse. It doesn't seem like you don't get paid anything, but okay.
Yeah.
So that was like a whole thing. And then I mean, to me, they didn't really, it's like they wanted to say that they were rejecting the cis white male gaze, yet they spent their entire time obsessing about it, obsessing over white men with perfect bodies and they had a lot of money. And I was just confused by that, because I'm like, why go into spaces that are not actually made for you, I guess, to reclaim them? But at the same time, I'm confused by that, like, idea. Because maybe I'm just so on the other side for this now.
Yeah, so it was, like, some, like, I don't even know if I watched something today. I mean, I watched this movie again today, but I don't know. I don't know if it's something else that I watched that I was, like, why would you still want to be part of that, like, group that's excluding you?
Yeah.
I can't
think of exactly, like, there's a scene in the movie where they go to a house party in this mansion, and in that mansion they treat them, they're othered, like, almost immediately as they walk in. They're like, oh, how can we help you? Like, and it's kind of like a microaggression-y way of saying, like, who are you, why are you here, like, here? We don't want you here. Whose mans are these? You know? And they go into that space, they're comfortable in it because it's whatever for them, but Joel Kim Booster character Noah immediately feels that kind of like microaggression.
Yeah.
And I like his character in that he pushes back against their sassiness with his own. Mm-hmm. But it's giving very much like Lena Waithe, I'm not like every other bitch, you know, like, but you are like every other bitch. And no offense to Joel Kim Booster, he's an incredible writer. This is actually really funny, fun time.
Yeah.
Fun thing to watch. But if you, being part of the group that is othered and watching this and watching people on the outside trying to get in, I'm on the opposite end. I don't even think you should be trying to get in. I think create your own space away from that. And why are you trying to be accepted, like you said, by people that are othering you all the time? I found that to be like the hardest thing to enjoy watch.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
Because like I just always assumed that like Fire Island was like this white thing, like white skinny white gay men go there to party for whatever. So like I don't know if I've ever seen or heard anything like positive or anything really from like
non-white people
that go there
and have
in real life. So
I mean, I'm honestly, sure,
like, I don't even know. Like I've never even heard them, so I don't even know if it's actually like maybe there's like a side of the island that's very
inclusive
and like POC whatever. I don't know,
maybe. I'm sure that there's a lot of people going to reclaim space, and I like that in theory, but like watching it is like a little like you're kind of selling yourself short here. Like you can do better than white men on, you know, no offense.
And they weren't even cute.
Not all white men. No, we mean y'all too. No, I'm playing. No, allegedly. No, I think Torian is an interesting character because he is both fat and femme.
Mm-hmm.
And he loves to read and he doesn't do drugs. And he's not like a crazy partier. But I think I was listening to Pop Culture Happy Hour. They were saying that they would have liked to see him actually get some play, because as much as the movie's woke and like, oh, look at us, we're so diverse, like they didn't really get a lot of time. Like Keegan, played by Tomas Matos, didn't get a lot of time. He's also
Afro-Latino
and femme, and he didn't get a lot of screen time. Matt Rogers, Luke, the white boy, gets a lot more screen time, a lot more speaking time, even gets like a little story.
Which I can't, I'm biased. I don't like Matt Rogers. So I didn't like his character.
What's the tea? Why do we not
like him? No, I just don't like him.
You just don't like him. That's
no reason.
I like that.
There's no reason.
I unreasonably dislike a lot of people. So I'm right there with you. Bowen Yang's character, I think, was like carrying the movie by being likable. Because, you know, Joel Kim Booster's character was definitely like the share of this clueless movie. Cher was not likable for like most of that movie.
I don't think I've ever seen Clueless. Hold up. I know of Clueless.
We're gonna watch Clueless. It's one of the best things I've ever seen in my whole life. Also, we recently watched it. Like, there was Mean Girls, and then before that, it was Clueless.
Yeah, I like heard of it and stuff. Mm-hmm. If there's a popular movie that you probably think everyone should see, like, I probably haven't seen it. Like, no, in the early 90s, early 2000s, stuff like that. Like, then.
Like, no, I respect it.
I just didn't know about them.
That's fine. That's fair. Like, we didn't all have that like experience, you know, that homogenous 90s experience. You're glad, but we're gonna watch it. It's like a Jane Austen adaptation of I think Emma. More whiteness. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just pouring whiteness down your throat right now. I'm sorry. Just, that whole sentence is not in the Bible, as they say on Twitter. That whole sentence is not in the Bible. No, but like, he's pretty unlikable, but that's the point. And Howie's character is also coming to terms that he's not the white ideal beauty standard. None of them are. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really about how gay men outside of the beauty standard, according to Joaquin Buster, see themselves in comparison to white culture, and how maybe they've just come to accept themselves versus we're on the other side of that. We're younger, we're more radicalized. We don't necessarily want that acceptance. We don't necessarily even care about it.
Yeah.
We're on a different wave. We're like, let's do our own thing over here. We're not trying to be accepted or heard by people they don't want to hear, you know? That's my own like radicalized, like, oh, leftist idea. But like, you know, that's me.
It's me, your boy.
And they could have, you know, I think I would have watched and enjoyed a movie about Margaret Cho being on this island, being a thought.
Yeah.
That would have been really fun.
Yeah, where's that prequel?
I want the prequel. Fire Island, give me Cherry Grove. I think that's what it's called, the lesbian part of that island.
Yeah, was that where she, like, when are we going there, whatever?
Yeah, I think that's the part where she was going to go.
Yeah.
I would love to see that. I would love to see more Torian. Yes. Miller in anything. He was amazing. Loki just didn't get enough screen time, enough speaking time, and I get it, it's not his movie, but I would have loved that if any of like the black femme characters had spoken more and had more of talking time. But it's not my movie, I don't care. That's
when
fine.
He was in the, when they took the drugs and he looked at the mirror like, is that me? I'm gorgeous.
And I was like, yes. Like, more that. Of that and less of like
Matt Rogers.
Yeah, because you don't like Matt Rogers. I didn't have anything personally against Matt Rogers, but I don't know. If you don't like him, let's jump on board. No, I'm sure he's a lovely person.
I feel like he would have been with the other group because he's white. I know he's, but like he's more, very femme. I know he's more femme.
He's
but
very
I'm just,
femme.
But I guess. I guess
you find it hard to believe that they're friends, right?
Who?
Matt Rogers with Torian Miller and Tomas Matos character. Like,
no, not friends. Mm-hmm. But are they him and Tomas dating like in the movie?
No, I don't think they're dating. I think they're just like besties.
Okay, that confused me then.
Oh,
I thought they were together just open.
Oh, maybe.
Which is why like they would like sleep with other people or whatever.
That would make sense. Yeah, if they're open.
But
that would make a lot of sense.
I guess in the context of the movie, I guess what they're trying to do, like, paint like a somewhat accurate picture of like it's just like it's just like buff like white white guys, whatever, that are very like no fast, no femme, no Asians and stuff.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just me thinking of like in real life, like I just feel like he would just hang out with like the same group,
the same kind of people.
Yeah, but I don't know. That's just me assuming.
Yeah. No, I mean, the movie itself was cute. I like the movie itself. Yeah. I like what it was doing. It was just like a not serious, silly summer movie that actually, you know, had a very high budget, very well done. I'm kind of shocked, and I'm glad. I'm glad. Like, more movies like this, please, even though I didn't agree with the politics of it. I don't have to agree with the politics of every movie I watch that I, you know, mostly like. It's fine. More Joaquin Buster being, like, pretty and talking about his pretty girl problems. he I was like, basically just talking about his pretty girl problems. Yeah. I was like, girl, like, you're fucking fine. What are you talking about? You're gorgeous and just existing in life. I'm gay, but I have eyes. I'm not blind. I'm like, that's a pretty man. But, you know, more stories like this, too. I hate to always be like, oh, I like everything. I didn't necessarily love it, but I did really, really like it.
Yeah.
And just to sit down and watch something and it be that gay unapologetically, there was no, like, he did explain a couple things about Fire Island, but it didn't feel like he was trying to explain it to straight people. It felt like he was just trying to explain it to the other gay people. Because who's going to watch this shit? Not a straight person.
Yeah, maybe like new gays.
Other than Joe. Joe's ally.
And
ally. But like, you know, more shit like this. I mean, I have my own critique of the politics of it. And
yeah.
It not really being fully formed. I don't, you know, make fully formed sentences and I don't make movies. So like, go ahead. Talk your shit, Joel Kumbooster. Keep making shit. I can't even, like, complete a sentence, and you're completing whole fucking movies. So just do your thing. Don't listen to me about that. But that is just my opinion on the politics. I think their writing was really well done. I thought him trying to interpret Pride and Prejudice for gays, I love that. Do more of that. Like, everything I interpret, I always just insert, like, a masculine lesbian, and I'm there. You know, I'm instantly transported into the story. You know, I'm just like, that dude, now me. Okay, whatever. It's a story about me. So I like that he's doing it. I want him to make everything else that he thinks of. I hope he keeps getting a budget.
Yeah.
Maybe talk about less about white guys, but it's fine.
Oh, please stop.
Please stop. We don't need more about them. They make their own shit, and we love their shit separately.
Right.
We want our own shit, and we want you to make your own shit too. Talk more about, you know, just being you, being a hot Asian dude existing. You know, that's cool. I rather that. But for me, I'm gonna give this movie also 4 pan dulces.
Me too.
Not 5, but 4
kepika gushers.
For the same reasons.
Yeah. All the same reasons.
It could have done something else, but you know, it really could have gone there. But honestly, on Hulu, you're not going there.
No.
On ABC, on Disney, you're not going there.
They should put it on Disney Plus.
They should put it on Disney Plus for Pride. No. Fuck the kids. Fuck them kids.
Joel Kumbooster had 3 things out during Pride on each, like on one on Hulu, Fire Island, Loot on Apple Plus, and then his special comedy special on Netflix. I'm like, damn, 3 things.
Get that fucking back, Joel Kumbooster. But he was like,
I'll know that I've made it when I have something coming out not during Pride Month.
Fuck. So he only had it during Pride Month?
Well, everything came out
during Signature Pride Gay. Month.
Yeah.
Here you go. Throw the gays a bone.
Yeah. I mean, Lou's still coming. I think it's about to end or just
and
ended.
And it's on what
Apple,
network?
Apple TV Plus, whatever.
Okay. Loot?
Yeah.
Okay.
It stars Maya Rudolph.
Yeah, I heard about that one. It looks good. Yeah,
I watched like 4 episodes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you recommend it? Yes.
Sure. After like a 3. I'll give it like a 3. So I haven't finished it, but I'll give it like a 3.
A 3 so far.
Yeah, so far.
Cool beans. Go watch things that Joel Kumbooster in and watch Fire Island because it is cute, but like...
Yeah.
You're going to see what we see, and you're not going to like it either. I liked it for what it was, and it wasn't a political fucking, I don't know, it wasn't a very deep conversation on that. It was like, okay, we briefly covered this, now let's get to the cute shit. Let's get to, like, talking about novels with gays, and here's Mr. Darcy. But... 4 pan dulces, watch more gay media everywhere. Doesn't matter if it's low budget. Doesn't matter if it's high budget. It's all going to be a little cringe.
Or in a different language.
Everything's cringe. Embrace the cringe. It's all there. Do you have any special announcements you'd like to make?
No.
Any shout outs? No.
You're
like, fuck Kepika.
I'm about to say shout out Kepika.
Hey.
Give our Chile Gushers are the best. We've been told.
Yes.
Times.
You know, I'm more drawn to the Skittles. But yes.
Get your Kepika candy.
Were original. I originally made the Skittles first.
Okay.
And they were so good.
I'm the OG.
Joe's the OG Chile Skittles.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh. Kisho.
Yeah. Get some Kepika, kepikacandy.com, and then check out my podcast as YDCA podcast. The Shit You Don't Care About podcast. I forget that's what it's called.
I just
say SYDCA now just because it's so short. At least for me. Wait, is it? I don't know.
You're like, what? Yeah. No, I mean, CYC, I have to remember that's like Cabronas y Chingonas, and I'm like, oh, that's what.
Because that's just website, right? Cabronasychingonas.com.
Yeah, it's just Cabronas y Chingonas.
I think I would put like CYC podcast first, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, wrong bitch. No. Yeah. Wrong thought. No. Go get your Kepika candy. I'm eating chile gauchos right now. They're amazing. I love them. I can't think of how many people I put on in real life to them, actually.
Yeah, thanks.
Shout out to Glow for taking them to every single party where there's Mexicans. No, for real. And they get snatched up first. So get your Kepika candy. Subscribe to our Patreon to hear our real thoughts on things. We don't always express it here, but if you want unfiltered Maitha and unfiltered Cynthia, go there to hear us talk more shit. I was very unfiltered this episode, actually. So let me jump off. Let me stop talking. I love y'all so much. Make sure to follow. I'm at Fried Papita on Twitter, and you can follow CYC Podcasts on Apple, on Spotify, and iTunes. Tell your mama, tell your daddy, tell your auntie, tell your uncle. Well, maybe not your uncle. It might be a little homophobic, but if he's not, if he's like Joe, if he's an ally, please shout out to all the allies out there. Happy birthday to Maitha. Go send her love, even though right now it's not. But happy birthday. We have you in spirit here. We miss you and hope that you are okay. And... yeah, I'm gonna stop talking. This is getting awkward. Okay, bye. Love y'all.
Bye.